This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Rise to the level of a hate crime in your country.
I think it's too early to tell.
The bleeding heart left, represented and echoed by the sycophantic mainstream media with all of its intended demagoguery, is growing an internal threat to the future safety and security of the citizens of these once United States. Planted in American soil, a seed of seemingly protected full-blown hate crimes against average Americans, masked as a misunderstanding of perspective, as was repeated yet again in Chicago when four racists live streamed themselves attacking an 18-year-old mentally disturbed man over the course of as long as 2 days, scalping him, beating him, and forcing him to repeat F Donald Trump and F white people.
When I seen it, I just wanted to make sure this guy was safe. But it's a hate crime.
And it's Groundhog Day again as the same woman, CNN contributor Simone Sanders, repeats her defense of more blatant hate crimes, as she recently did when back in November of 2016, a Trump supporter was pulled from his car and violently beaten.
And what do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh my goodness, poor white people, please, oh my, stop. Stop it, Carly.
In my opinion, we don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now.
I even hear Simone say that a white person should not lead the Democratic Party. What could be more racist than that?
We cannot callously go about classifying things as a hate crime when someone is repeatedly telling you that your community is the worst of the worst.
If you had white teens who had tortured and brutalized an African-American young man, and those white teens had talked about Obama and had been laughing, I don't think we would be having a conversation about how, oh, our political discourse is so toxic and, you know, maybe these kids saw things on Twitter about Obama.
That is not a hate crime. Hate crimes are because of a person's racial ethnicity.
Donald Trump. What?
That's what this is. It's evil. It's brutality. It's man's inhumanity to man. And,
I don't think it's evil.
And for some reason, it's okay to the producers at CNN to promote this viewpoint because the victims fit the bill to fuel dangerous racial tensions in America. Is mainstream media that arrogant to think that Americans are that gullible? Or is active sedition now the way these overpaid media puppets are going to ultimately destroy their rickety platform with their 6% trust rating, according to Pew Research? And although the Chicago police said they were appalled by the teenage attacker's actions, the police spokesman still went on to downplay the hate crime aspect of the recorded events.
They're 18. Kids make stupid decisions. I shouldn't call them kids. They're legally adults, but they're young adults, and they make stupid decisions. That certainly will be part of whether or not a hate crime is, if we seek a hate crime, to determine whether or not this is sincere or just stupid ranting and raving.
But now, according to ABC 7 in Chicago, hate crime charges are being filed. Jordan Hill, 18 of Carpentersville, Tess Faye Cooper, 18 of Chicago, Brittany Covington, 18 of Chicago, and Tanisha Covington, 24 of Chicago, were each charged with aggravated kidnapping, hate crime, aggravated unlawful restraint, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and residential burglary. Hill was also charged with robbery and possession of a stolen motor vehicle. These are the people Simone Sanders would defend. Where will it end? Will the defense of racist hate crimes morph into the defense of Sharia law in America, a circumvention of the Constitution of the United States? While the treason of the mainstream media apparatus goes unchecked by the monolithic surveillance state, that's purpose becomes clearer every day. A purpose not of the defense of the rights and safety of American citizens, but a tunnel vision purpose to systematically control the rights of those citizens through an ongoing rollout of an unyielding divide and conquer scheme. John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're 10 days away from the Trump inauguration. What can Donald Trump accomplish on day one? And just as importantly, what can they undo that Obama has done on day one? And of course, just 2 days into the 115th Congress, the House passed the Midnight Rules Relief Act, and they even had four Democrats cross the aisle to vote on that, to shut down all of these last-minute regulations that Obama has been piling on us. And you have to understand, these are nothing but chains. This is why everybody is so excited about Donald Trump's election. It's why we have seen the massive rise in the stock market as soon as Donald Trump was declared to be the winner This is why you've seen the consumer optimism. We know, we can feel the chains that have been forged on us by the Obama administration. That's what these regulations, these taxes have done. And so when we look at what Trump can accomplish on day one, most of it is removing the chains of Obama. And so they're starting out with this Midnight Rules Relief Act. Largely, they said on a party line vote, it was 238 to 184, but they had four Democrats cross the aisle. It will authorize Congress to overturn regulations that were finalized in the last days of the Obama administration with a single vote. And we already had Donald Trump and people in his, I don't know if it was Trump or somebody in his organization said any, I think it was Pence that said it when he met with the press, met with the GOP. He said anything that was done with a pen can be undone with a pen. So Donald Trump has got not only a pen and a phone, but he's got a very powerful Twitter account as well. And he's going to undo some things. So what might Donald Trump undo on day one? This is an article from The Hill. Let's take a look at some of the different issues here. On immigration, they say, of course, Donald Trump could do away with Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Because Obama has been bringing in the equivalent of 12 middle schools a day in terms of children. Assuming, of course, folks, assuming, of course, that the children that are coming in are really children. Because you understand that DACA is a bit of a fraud. They call children anybody up to the age of 31 years old qualifies as a child. That's part of the lies that we've been sold by the Democrats. And, of course, you had people like Glenn Beck going down to the border, weeping and handing out teddy bears to people, to little 8-year-old kids. You know what? If you need a teddy bear, and if you're that young and that helpless, you didn't make it across Central and South America by yourself, okay? Let's just point out the obvious fact to Glenn Beck and the people who listen to Glenn Beck. This guy is a whining, crying phony. He upheld his false messiah, Ted Cruz. That alone ought to disqualify him with the religious people, saying, oh, I've got a word from God that this guy is the messiah. Well, God doesn't lie, does he? And so that means that you are a false prophet, among other things. We've seen him stab us in the back, stab people in the back. I remember the Bundy Ranch, where he came out and tried to paint Clive and Bundy and the others as sovereign citizens, stabbing them in the back along with Harry Reid, lying about what had happened there. He wasn't there. I was there. I knew it was a lie. I tell you, when you go to one of these events, and I'm sure many of you listening have been somewhere at a riot surrounding a Trump rally or something, you saw how the press lied and spun the narrative to suit their predetermined stories, and you were there, and you said, it didn't go down like that at all. And they're completely ignoring all this stuff that happened over here that I saw, and they're distorting what really did happen, and that's what we've seen these people do all along. But let's get back to what Donald Trump could do on day one. Trump could also issue directives that take direct aim at so-called sanctuary cities. I think that would be a great starting place. You know what? You want to be a sanctuary city, that's fine. But we're not going to subsidize that. I don't think the federal government ought to be handing out money to cities in the first place. So that's a good place to stop handing out money to cities. They take our money, just like with Social Security. They confiscate your money and then hand it back to you like a child on allowance. Well, we're going to say, okay, cities are going to be children on allowance. Well, if you're not going to do what we say in terms of immigration policy, we're going to cut off your allowance. And you're going to have to learn to be independent. And maybe these cities, which are typically the big spending cities, the big liberal cities, they're just going to have to raise taxes a little bit higher and drive out all the productive people out of their cities. We'll see what happens with that. On the environment, he can cancel any climate-related payments to the United Nations. Good. Good. And put that money instead, as they point out in The Hill, put that money instead to domestic infrastructure projects. That's what needs to be done. Unleash the coal industry. Roll back Obama's energy regulations. On lobbying, Trump could enact his proposed lobbying ban on day one. And when he talks about draining the swamp, this is what he's talking about. Policies that would prevent anyone who accepts a political appointment in the Trump administration from registering as a lobbyist within 5 years of leaving office. Appointees would also be permanently barred from lobbying for foreign governments. That's a great idea. And that's one of the ways that you make sure that people who are in this just to play the political game don't get into it. I think that's a very important thing that has been put out there by Donald Trump, saying that he would do that, and I hope he will do that on day one. That's something he could do on day one. I think he's going to do a lot of things on day one. On trade, Trump in a video vowed to issue a notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, which we are not in. John Kerry signed it, but it hasn't been approved by the Senate. And it is a treaty, folks. Even though they rammed through with the help of people like Ted Cruz, the Trade Promotion Authority, to say we're not going to treat this as a treaty. We're going to pretend that it's not a treaty. Even though when you look at NAFTA, you know, they called it the North American Free Trade Agreement. You can call it a trade agreement. You can call it a partnership. You can call it cotton candy, but it's still a treaty. Okay? A treaty is an agreement between two countries on economic and trade issues or war issues. Or it's an agreement between multiple countries. And if it's an agreement between multiple countries, it's a treaty by definition. And we have a process in the Constitution for dealing with treaties. But you had people in the GOP establishment and in the Democrat establishment who said, we're going to ignore what the Constitution says about ratifying treaties, say that you need to have two-thirds of the Senate ratify that treaty, and we're going to say, no, we're going to have just a simple majority in the Senate and a simple majority in the House, and once this treaty comes to these bodies, they're going to have to go to the floor. There's not going to be any procedural blocking of it. There will be no discussion, no debate, no amendment. There will be no filibusters. We will have a vote on it. And that's it. Within 20 days, we're going to have a vote on it when it comes up, and it's going to be a simple majority vote. That is not what the Constitution says. And that law, if they ever do something like that, if they do it with Trump or if they do it with his successor, we need to take that to the Supreme Court. And we need to say, at some point, you have to say that the Constitution matters, or you need to stop taking your phony oaths to it when you take office. Nevertheless, he can. And he's called the TPP a potential disaster for our country. It is. He could notify that we're withdrawing that signature by John Kerry on January the 20th. He could also move forward with his plan to negotiate, renegotiate, or to withdraw from NAFTA. And again, as I point out, they called it a trade agreement. If you go to some of the lawyers that handle the arbitration cases, that's what they specialize in, they will say our specialty is treaty law because they work on NAFTA. And what they do is they have an arbitration process where the corporations have equal clout to the countries involved, and billions of dollars have been handed out in these arbitration processes. They repeat that in the TPP, but the TPP has far more problems with it. And they point out, again, that to change these agreements would be something they have to get Congress involved in. But he could provide written notice. A text of NAFTA says any party can withdraw within 6 months of providing written notice. So he could provide written notice 10 days from now, and then within 6 months we could be out of NAFTA. On health care, Trump could expand allowing people to keep cheap plans that otherwise might not qualify for inclusion under the law. See, Obama is going to tell you, a lot of people were happy with the insurance that they had. Remember that? You like your insurance, you can keep your insurance, and then we found out, no, you can't. He's going to load you up with a lot of options that you don't need. If you're a single male, you might have to buy insurance that has a maternity clause in it, and you may have to pay extra so that in case you as a single male get pregnant, you will be covered. See, you don't have a choice. They remove that choice. And so if you look at Donald Trump's website where he was talking about issues, he had a very detailed process there. He was going to give people a choice, not a mandate, a marketplace, not a mandate. You would have economic power to make these choices. You would have information to make those choices. You would have competition between insurance companies. You would have information about the health care providers, cost information. All that stuff should be there. Those were the things that were broken about our system. See, we didn't have a marketplace in health care to start with. The problem with health care was largely due to too much government involvement. And what Obama did was to double and triple and quadruple down on that involvement rather than to remove it, rather than to move us to a situation where we had information, where maybe we get a tax credit so that before we send our money to the federal government, maybe we could use it to buy things that are vital for us, like healthcare, like education. They always want to say those are the most important things. Well, then let us buy it for ourselves first, before you send the money to you and you hand it back to us like children on allowance. So basically, he could also render the penalty for not having mandated insurance to the level that Obama wants to have you get that insurance. Maybe he could remove that penalty. He could do that on day one as well. He could also reverse the requirement that insurers cover contraception. That would be viewed as a major victory. And also by religious conservatives, they point out, he could also take aim at the nation's abortion laws by reversing one of Obama's executive orders that barred states from withholding federal funds from Planned Parenthood. So those are a lot of things that Donald Trump could do. I expect that he's going to do those, a good number of those. He may do a lot of other things as well on day one. He is going to hit the ground running. See, Barack Obama loves to party with Hollywood. But Donald Trump's not going to have all those balls. Instead, he's got a couple. He's going to have a pair of brass ones that we're going to see come out on January the 20th. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
They railed against the crown. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back and take a look at some other things that may be coming with Donald Trump. One of the things that I look forward to is there's talk that there's going to be legislation to make gun silencers legal. This is Donald Trump Jr. joining with silencer makers. I would welcome that, and I'll tell you why. It is not the scary thing that that we've seen Hollywood put out there. Silencers are not really silent, folks. You can still hear them quite a bit, but it doesn't destroy people's hearing when they fire the guns. And hearing protection is something that is cumbersome and less than desirable to have to wear that when you're shooting a gun. So that's what that's really about. We'll talk about that and some other things. But before we do, I just want to remind you again that we have the Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. That's our 2017. If you have a resolution here that you want to get healthier this year, now is the time to start. And start with a good base of nutritional support, a good base of protection against the toxic garbage in the food, the water, the air that we constantly have. At every level, we're under chemical siege. It makes us fat, makes us sick, it makes us dumbed down. You can do things to reverse that by making sure that you give your body the nutrition that it needs. And so to help you do that, we have put on sale several of the items at InfoWars Life, a lot of items. We have Brain Force, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, 30% off. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formulation, 20% off. Liver Shield, 20% off. Knockout, the Sleep Aid, all natural ingredients, 20% off. Prostaguard, 20% off. You'll find all of that at InfoWarsLife.com. And now is the time to think about AutoShip. If you sign up for AutoShip, you save 10% on everything you buy, and you never run out of stock. We have varying demand, and so to make sure that we don't run out of stock, we give you incentives to make sure that we understand what our inventory situation is going to be like. So Alex has given massive discounts to people who sign up for AutoShip. 10% off, and if your order totals more than $50, you get free shipping as well. And you never run out of stock. So even though we may have a special on something, or there may be an upturn in demand and it runs out of stock, you will not run out of stock if you're on AutoShip. So a great thing to look at. Take a look at the sales that are on InfoWarsLife.com. We really appreciate your support. We could not do this without you. Let's take a look at some of the things that are coming up again. Of course, tomorrow, Barack Obama is going to go to Chicago to tout his success over the last 8 years. Isn't that interesting? You know, as we talked about over the weekend, there's a story on Breitbart. They pointed out that Chicago gun deaths in Chicago under Obama's watch in the 8 years that he was there are about the same number of people that died during the Iraq War under Bush. There were 4,229 Americans who died in Iraq under Bush during the wars. And yet, with Obama in Chicago, there have been 3,903 murders in the 8 years that he's been in office. See, that's gun control for you. It didn't work. Instead, it's turned that place into a killing zone. Been about the same number of deaths in Chicago, let me repeat that, in the 8 years of Barack Obama that there was in Iraq under George W. Bush. Remember that when we start talking about things like gun silencers, and immediately you have the Washington Post, not going to be supporting gun silencers or any kind of relaxation of regulations on any firearms. They come out, here's the opening paragraph from them. The federal government has strictly limited the sale of firearm silencers for as long as James Bond and big screen gangsters have used them to discreetly shoot their enemies between the eyes. See? That's using Hollywood. The fake stuff that Hollywood sells you about guns and the stuff that Washington Post and the mainstream media puts that out there. Okay, and as I point out, it's not silent. It's a pretty loud noise if you listen to most of these silencers. They have a pretty loud clicking noise, so you're still going to hear that. This is the Hearing Protection Act. It's been introduced before in the House. This time they believe it may go through. It would end treating silencers like machine guns and hand grenades because they're not that dangerous, folks. And even when you had the shooting in Fort Lauderdale, we had one guy talking about it. He says, yeah, I heard some pops going off. I didn't really think about it. I saw people falling around me. I still didn't really realize what it was. I started smelling smoke, and I still didn't know what it was. Took him a while to understand what was going on. There wasn't any silencer on that pistol. And it isn't going to make it any more dangerous. That's not the problem. So the problems, and we've talked about this before, the problems are the gun-free shooting zones. And as I pointed out yesterday, and we'll be talking to the person who introduced the legislation in Florida just a couple of days before that happened, We had a piece of legislation introduced in Florida that said we've got to stop these gun-free killing zones. They are disarmament zones. They create victims. And he was very prophetic in what he had to say because it was just a few days later that this happened. Now, of course, people are going to say, that tells us that we've got to be even more careful and not have guns in the airports. You will never get them out of there, just like we saw in Chicago. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Alex Jones has a special comment on Meryl Streep, our favorite actress today. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to have a special report from Alex Jones. He is not here today. He's on a well-deserved vacation, but he could not help but comment on what happened with the Golden Globes last night with Meryl Streep. So we're going to have those comments from him in just a few moments. Before we get to that, I was interested to see this report from the New York Daily News, a very liberal paper in New York City, bemoaning the fact that a Chinese restaurant that was beloved by people in the area called China Fun has shut down, and they blamed overregulation. And as I read this article, I thought, as a small businessman, of course, my father was a small businessman. Both of my grandfathers were small businessmen. They had what you would call mom-and-pop businesses. They were very prosperous, but they were not millionaires by any means. They're not even close to it, but they supported families comfortably. The sort of thing, as I looked at what they did, I looked at it and said, you know what, they've shut that business down for me. I eventually got into a business that hadn't been shut down, but eventually the government gets around to shutting down every new industry as it comes up. And this is what the people at China Fund said. They said for 25 years, China Fund was renowned for its peerless soup dumplings and its General Tso chicken. What left a bad taste in the mouth of its owners and loyal patrons was the restaurant's sudden closing, blamed by management on suffocating government demands. They said the climate for small business like ours in New York, and this is not just New York, this is everywhere, but New York is absolutely the worst, have become such that it's difficult to justify taking risks and running, never mind even starting, a legitimate mom-and-pop business. When we started out in 1991, the lunch special was $4 a plate. Now it's $10 or $12. The cost of doing business is just too onerous. And then they tell you why the cost has gone up. It's like one regulation where a restaurant was required to provide an on-site break room for workers despite the fact they had limited space. He blamed the amount of paperwork now required as an increasingly difficult task for a non-chain business. He said, in one restaurant operation like ours, you're spending more time on paperwork than you are trying to run your business. Now, that's the complaint that everybody has, the amount of paperwork that is involved and the legal entrapment that it creates. And then once you fall into that trap, the never-ending compounding fees and fines for not complying with it in the way that they wanted it to be done. He said increases in minimum wage, health insurance, added to the list of issues that were provided. He says, I haven't even gone into the health department rules and regulations. And when I look at that, and you look at what's going on in Venezuela, this is the Democrat program for prosperity. Let's give everybody a minimum wage increase. They've had 5 minimum wage increases in Venezuela. They have increased the minimum wage in those 5 increases in 1 year, 5 increases by 322%. Now, the government's official inflation figure is 181% for the year, but opposition says that it is more than 500%. And I would believe them, because this is where people have to go to multiple ATMs to get enough cash put in their wheelbarrow so they can go around to the department stores or the grocery stores if they still have anything left on the shelves. And they talk about the minimum monthly salary. They say, well, it's $60. That's what communism has brought these people in Venezuela, a place rich in natural resources that was confiscated by Hugo Chavez and then turned over to his cronies. $60 a month is what they're making. But that's at the government's level. The reality is, on the black market, it's $12. And I remember a book by Jim Rogers. It was called Investment Biker. He drove around the world on a motorcycle so that he could get a close look at things and just comment on what he saw in different places. And one of the key insights that he had was, he said he would look at the spread between the official government exchange rate and what you could get on the black market. And he said, that's an index of the corruption. So here you have in Venezuela a spread of 5 times. 5 times the price on the government exchange level than you'll get at the black market. That is what the government, what the Democrats offer us for prosperity, an increase in the minimum wage. It's just printing phony money. And you can see everything that the Democrat, the entire Democrat policy, economic policy of Hillary Clinton, of Barack Obama, of Chuck Schumer, and especially Bernie Sanders, you can see the fruit of it in Venezuela, the hyperinflation that you see right there. And even before this started, several years ago, we were told, they bragged about the fact, the bankers did, that they had gotten a return of 700% return on investment from Venezuela. They said, Maduro, as well as Hugo Chavez, understand the banks get paid first. See, they are not a counter to the bankers. They are their handmaids, just as Lenin was. Now, I want to go to this Alex Jones report. He wanted to comment on the amazing things that were done last night at the Golden Globes with Meryl Streep. Here's Alex Jones.
An actor's only job is to enter the lives of people who are different from us and let you feel what that feels like. And there were many, many, many powerful performances this year that did exactly that. Breathtaking, compassionate work. But there was one performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart. Not because it was good. There was nothing good about it. But it was effective, and it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose. Okay, go up with that thing. Okay, this brings me to the press. We need the principled press to hold power to account, to call them on the carpet for every outrage.
A lot of people say, hey, ignore Hollywood, they're nobodies, they've lost almost all credibility. And I tend to agree with them. But it's also important to point out what hypocritical, fraudulent liars they are and how truly dangerous and despicable they are. Because even though they've lost much of their former power, they could still, like a cancer, if not completely cut out, completely burned away politically, completely ignored, completely thrown on the ash heap of history, that cancer could always grow back and then metastasize again. Take Meryl Streep. A total, absolute nobody her entire career, a darling of the inside ultra-left, good old boy, good old girls club, who is one of the worst actors I've ever seen in my life. She is a complete joke as an actress. Since I was a kid, I couldn't stand seeing her on TV and films. I always changed the channel. And then here comes this fraud, perched up there on one of these stupid award shows where these peacocks give each other awards, saying that Donald Trump is persecuting journalists and all teary-eyed, and we have to come together to battle against this great authoritarian threat. Think about it. Even top liberal professors, law professors like Turley, have come out and pointed out that Obama was three times worse than Bush. This was just 2 years into his first administration. Was worse than Bush when it came to the press and when it came to going after whistleblowers and persecuting independent journalists. Now, it got much worse after that, and Turley just said he was the worst in history, worse than all presidents before him combined. Combined. Prosecuting, jailing journalists, jailing whistleblowers that expose legitimate corruption, attempting to intimidate and annihilate the press. And then you have Cass Sunstein at the White House, who for Harvard and for Chicago Business School wrote two different papers in the 3 years before he got into office in 2008. His regulations are the guy that comes up with the laws that the president pushes. Cass Sunstein said, let's tax conspiracy theories. Let's tax news we don't agree with. And he says, as an example, some people say you need sun. Let's fine people and have the IRS go after them if they say this moderate sunlight's good for you. And he chose something that's not debatable. Unless you're an albino, then no sun is good. He chose something that was not debatable to set the precedent there, God. Like, don't say father or mother when you're in public school. Someone might not have a father or mother. Sounds outrageous. It's meant to be outrageous. They're moving the Overton window to break our will. So, I'm sitting there watching this clip this morning. It's on Infowars.com. And there's three different articles on the site. Maybe I missed it, but nobody pointed out that everything she says is the inverse. Sure, they pointed out she's a fraud and she's a joke and, you know, Hollywood's a bunch of scum. But the bigger issue here is that she's saying that Trump has persecuted the press. And then she goes on to say he wants to keep foreigners out of the country. That would kick his wife out. One of the articles does point that out. Steve Watson's. That would kick his wife out of the country. No, he's all for people coming here who aren't felons. when you fly to Germany or Russia or to Timbuktu or to anywhere in Latin America, anywhere in the world, they check your background. You have to have a visa. If you're a felon coming out of the country, an aggravated felon, you don't get in. You get turned away. But an upside-down world, Hollywood, these sickeningly rich, disconnected people that are so anti-Christian, so anti-human, that this Silicon Valley chief is on Infowars.com today saying that he won't have any jobs or any businesses set up in the Midwest because it's a bunch of racist, filthy scum and how much he hates us and what trash we are. These people are totally cloistered and totally compartmentalized, living in their own worlds, literally hating those of us that want to be self-sufficient and who can skin a buck or run a trot line. And they literally think those of us that live in Texas, when Californians and people come here, they go, I thought you ride horses to work. No, folks, NASA is based here, okay? You people, and I'm not bashing Californians in general or New Yorkers. We all know who we're talking about, okay? Just like there are some weird hillbillies in Texas, but they're the minority. Well, there's some frickin' weirdos in the richest areas of Manhattan and places like L.A. and San Francisco who have been taught by the media that their enemy is basically Christian gun-owning Americans. Because, again, that's the only group the globalists haven't conquered with their fake culture. And all over the country, all over the world, I am seeing in the streets and on the ground and in everyday life, but also in the culture wars, in the media, that the sexiest, hottest thing out there for liberals is to actually go out and start shooting guns, go out and get a four-wheel truck, go out and start camping, go out and plant their own, you know, farm. It's not even conservative that they're discovering. They're just discovering being human again and being somewhat self-sufficient. And women in droves, the hottest trends for the last decade are they're running from metrosexuals and what the globalists tried to force feed and going back towards real men. So Donald Trump is riding a huge wave of awakening all over the world, not just of nationalism, not just of populism, but of real men. And Donald Trump understands this. Donald Trump understands there's an assault on men, that there's an attempt to extinct men in this country. Donald Trump understands that it's key for people to see an example that stands up against Hollywood and calls their bluff and calls their propaganda and then shows how pathetic they are when someone actually calls their bluff. And that's what Trump is doing. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Trump told me that. The media would have too much fun with it, and I'm not going to give them anything. But let me just guarantee you this, ladies and gentlemen. Trump's got 10 times the knowledge he's even showing right now. And he is absolutely trumping them in a royal flush of Ace of Spades. It is so beautiful to see this happening and to see them panicking. You notice, I'm going to cover this more in the next hour with David. You notice, ladies and gentlemen, that they're now saying the Republicans have the votes to repeal Obamacare. It was impossible, but the bluff got called. You now notice, oh, he's got the votes to build the wall, and he does have a small tariff plan on money transfers that even 10% fees on money transferred out above a certain amount will pay for the wall in less than a year. Oh my gosh. Of course, he's starting the wall with our own bill, guaranteeing we'll pay for it if we can't raise the funds. So they're saying he's a liar. Hey folks, who cares whether the Mexicans pay for it or we do? We're paying for it with the hundreds of billions of dollars of crime and disease and paying for all the babies and the rest of it. And that's who Trump's saying we're not going to just let in from China or Mexico or Eastern Europe or anywhere else. But that's where the main numbers are pouring in from, because we're known as chumps now. CNN even admits that rich Chinese are the number one group coming here now. Rich Chinese. Why not? Their kid becomes a citizen. They get $20,000 of free health care paid for. Their kid goes on welfare immediately. They work the system and they laugh at us, ladies and gentlemen. And the left doesn't enforce on them. Let me tell you, the left enforces on the welfare rules. Poor whites and poor blacks. If you look at the social engineering in this country, poor blacks and poor whites and poor Native Americans get the exact same targeting by the globalists in this nation. But if you're from outside, they leave you alone, whether you're a white Eastern European or an African or Mexican or whatever. because they want to get you here and get colonies set up that are fully dependent on the government under their control. They're going to cut off the free goodies down the road. But right now, they're getting everybody trapped. The New World Order hates everybody. And these neurotic, disconnected, America-hating, God-hating control freaks in Hollywood are on a control freak jihad to bring in literal jihadis to destroy our culture, to do everything they can to get off on the exercise of raw power over us. It's in the WikiLeaks. This is their culture. This is their religion. They hate us. They are the racist. And by racist, they're a bunch of leftist cultural weirdos who all they have is their twisted, freakish ideology, and they hate the fact that we don't go to psychiatrists and psychologists all day. They hate the fact we're straight and strong and good-looking and successful and have a good attitude and are moving forward, and men are men and women are women, and we're strong, because a strong culture can't be conquered. And again, it's in all the social engineering manuals. It's in all the documents, and it's in all the statements, but you can see it every day being carried out. So no matter what color you are, where you came from, if you want Americana, if you want freedom, if you want private property, if you want justice, if you want a, you know, aggressive male energy in the world to build, not to destroy, then you are the antidote to the New World Order. And if you're a strong woman who want to empower your man and your family and yourself and understand that we're all symbiotically tied together and that rising tides raise all ships, not from government, but from individual action, then you're on the team as well. It's a big tent. It's called humanity. It's basically unstoppable when we get on our knees and ask God to lead, guide, and direct us. Back to David Knight in Austin, Texas. I'll be popping in as well in the next hour. If you're listening or watching this transmission, I'm here to tell you, you are the resistance.
Thank you, Alex. And we're going to be talking about the fake news of the Russia attacks. There's a vile report that Leanne McAdoo and Darren McBrain did last week. Some beautiful stuff, that clips that Darren found, put together. We're going to talk to Leanne in the next hour, and we're going to have another report from Alex Jones in the next hour. I want to continue with what we were talking about an hour ago when we talked about CNN retracting their own fake news. I didn't go into as much detail, and I want to tell you what was behind that. Of course, we talked about it when it came out. They had a former deputy director of the CIA go on CNN's New Day. The guy's name is Phil Mudd. I guess his name is now Mudd, literally. He called Julian Assange a pedophile on CNN, and WikiLeaks immediately tweeted, "We have issued instructions to sue CNN for defamation, unless within 48 hours they air a one-hour expose of the plot against Assange." It didn't take long, they point out, for CNN to issue a retraction. As Free Thought Project points out, they have now been labeled by Americans as the least trusted cable news network. And, of course, CNN really is the CIA news network. We've talked about that a long time. It's interesting to see these attacks coming from the CIA, openly leading the attack. People like Michael Morell, who was always part of the Never Trumpers, who always opposed Donald Trump, supported Hillary Clinton. He took over from David Petraeus. And so even though he got his job because David Petraeus violated national security regulations, and even though he saw Hillary Clinton get away with violating national security regulations, he supported Hillary Clinton, and he said, "You're going to have massive resignations from the intelligence services because of Donald Trump, because he doesn't trust us." Why would he trust you? Why would anybody in their right mind trust you? We're going to show you some clips in the next hour that are absolutely amazing, that really underscore that. And, of course, in their retraction, I want to read this to you from what CNN said. "An analyst on air today earlier asserted that Julian Assange was a pedophile and regrets saying it. In fact, CNN has no evidence to support that assertion." Of course they don't. That doesn't keep them from making these assertions. Assange, they said, is currently wanted for extradition to Sweden to face sexual assault allegations. And I'll underscore that and say these are allegations. He's not been convicted. He has not been indicted. And then they go on to say, "There is no evidence to suggest that the women alleged were minors." Okay, so it is absolutely not about pedophilia, but that is where they are. And now WikiLeaks has doubled down again and said that Hillary Clinton earned $100,000 from ISIS. And they're pointing out how there have been certain emails. She archived emails like, quote, "the Library of Alexandria," where there is proof within those emails that she knowingly armed jihadists, including ISIS. This is gradually coming out. We saw these, this tape from John Kerry that, of course, the New York Times saw, but they chose not to report on. But eventually the truth comes out, and we learned that John Kerry didn't care what he was doing, who he was hurting, who he was supporting in Syria. He would give ISIS their caliphate if it meant that he could get what he wanted. In this particular case, what he wanted was regime change. And he didn't care how many children died. He didn't care how many countries he bombed into oblivion. And, of course, they tell us that they're fighting ISIS, and yet we see them dropping by parachute equipment to them. We see the lies about sarin gas that we pushed back on in 2013 when they tried to get us to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force, but they're still operating as Al-Qaeda's Air Force. As the Russians pointed out, you know, we've had 25,000 bombs dropped in the last couple of years by Obama in Syria and Iraq. Guess what? Not a single one of them landed on an ISIS-controlled oil field. And the Russians said, isn't that miraculous? Yes, isn't it? What a serendipitous coincidence that not a single bomb landed on ISIS oil fields. Very easily set on fire. And we've seen over and over again the long convoys of weapons, and we saw people reporting it, streaming it live, and yet they couldn't manage to send a drone over and attack those convoys, could they? The convoys of oil, the convoys of weapons. So we know that they were complicit. We know that they organized it. We know that they funded it. They trained them. They transported rebels from Chechnya into Syria to use them as surrogates. The CIA has been using Islamicists as surrogates for a long time. The mask has now come off. The mask has come off of their Operation Mockingbird projects, and now they are openly propagandizing Americans. Here's another bit of propaganda. This one is coming from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and they're saying on the Washington Post, where else would you put this kind of nonsense fake news? Headline, Washington Post, without action on climate change, say goodbye to the polar bears. They're going to drown out there. You know, they can only swim, I think, 300 miles a day. They're all going to go away. Because all the ice is melting, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Except we also see at the same time, there's one of them. He's so forlorn on that ice flow there. He's not able to swim away. He's just helpless. But we also see pictures of Venice. And we see the canals drying up in Venice. Now, how is that happening at the same time? Why are the canals in Venice drying up? We were told that Venice was going to be underwater. Go to this story from Climate Depot. Logbook expedition to Antarctica more than 100 years ago raises troubling new doubts about global warming. And this goes back to the end of November. Why should there be so much excitement over the discovery from the logbooks of two of Britain's most famous explorers more than 100 years ago that there was the same amount of ice floating around Antarctica then as there is today? To the surprise of academics from the University of Reading, the records kept by the expeditions of Captain Robert Scott and Sir Ernest Shackleton in the early years of the last century detail the extent of ice cover, the state of the sea, and the weather. They were very astute observers, and they did things like keep diaries and journals and logs, and they showed that there was remarkably little change in the extent of sea ice at the other end of the world. The data collected by these and other explorers, said Dr. Jonathan Day, could profoundly change the way we view the ebb and flow of Antarctic sea ice. We know that sea ice in the Antarctic has increased slightly over the past 30 years since satellite observations began. So they don't even have a good base. When they do have a good base, they start looking at it with satellite observations, and they say, oh, it's increasing. When they go back and look at the diaries of 100 years ago, they say, hey, it's the same. Looks like it's the same. And the same thing is true of the temperature readings that they get. It's totally false. Why is it when they can't project the weather? And we went to the AMS, American Meteorological Society meeting here in Austin a couple of years ago. And everybody is working very hard to try to predict the weather 2 days away and not doing it very successfully. And now we're supposed to believe their projections 50 years out based on what? These climate models are totally phony. They've already been disproven in the short time we've had them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.